You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm Hannah Baba. Earlier this month, a temporary increase in food stamps enacted during the financial crisis expired. More than 47 million people are affected. That's one in seven Americans. These are the biggest cuts to the federal program since it started back in 1964. It means that a family of three now has $29 less to spend on food every month. In California, the food stamp program is called CalFresh, and local food banks are seeing firsthand what happens when money is cut. Keisha Nzui is the advocacy manager of the Alameda County Community Food Bank. She came by our studios, and I asked her what she's been seeing at the food bank.
We have one longtime volunteer and advocate who depends on CalFresh, and he's lost $11 this month. And for him, that loss of $11 is 2 days worth of meals. And he's just put it out there that he'll just have to fast for 2 days in order to make sure he has enough food to last the month. We have a single mother with four children who hadn't heard about the cuts. And when she heard about it, she was brought to tears because she really didn't know how could she possibly feed her family, because for her family, that's a cut of $36 a month. And that's really substantial.
And she heard about the cuts at the food bank. There was no communication to her in terms of the state telling her.
She did not hear about the cuts before they happened, and that's true. I don't know how each county communicated to their clients, but as food banks and our CalFresh outreach teams throughout the state, we did our very best to let everyone know to prepare for these cuts that were coming November 1st.
So the Alameda County Food Bank has this shocking statistic recently. You looked at calls to your emergency food helpline, and you compared the first 2 weeks of November this year, 2013, with the same 2 weeks from last year, 2012. And given the cuts to food stamps happened in between those two times, what was the contrast you saw in your data?
So from November 1st to November 18th of 2012, we received 10 calls for help to our emergency food helpline from people who said they were calling because they'd run out of CalFresh benefits. That same time period this year, we received 51 calls. So that's a five-fold increase. And we know in both cases that's just people who are willing to tell us why they were calling for help. So they just represent who knows how many more people who are calling for help just in the first 2 weeks of the month.
And what does this data tell you about the increased demand on food banks?
It tells us that the cuts really are meaningful and deep and painful. These cuts equal people not having enough food to eat. That for a family, that might mean 2 weeks of dinners that a child may not have, or 2 weeks of their breakfasts and lunch that they don't have enough food for. These cuts are devastating and unacceptable.
You're listening to Cross Currents. I'm speaking with Keisha Nzui, advocacy manager at the Alameda County Community Food Bank. Have you noticed more people, different demographics, different kinds of people walking through your doors?
In general, who we serve reflects the demographics of Alameda County. We serve everyone. We serve lots of seniors. We serve lots of children. The majority of people we serve are children and seniors. We serve folks from every community throughout the county, so you can't put any specific face to it. I'd say over the past few years, we've shifted to many, many, many more seniors. And otherwise, ethnically, it reflects the demographics of Alameda County.
Mm-hmm. What about the basic question, that universal human right to eat, to feed your people, to feed the poor in society, these basic, basic questions? Have you heard conversations about that?
So we're coming up upon the 50-year anniversary of Lyndon B. Johnson declaring the war on poverty, which is when many of our social safety net programs were established, including what we know as food stamps. And that was a time when our country decided that hunger was not acceptable and unnecessary. And that program has been the most successful tool we've had to fight hunger in the United States. However, our Congress has prioritized balancing a budget, usually on the backs of programs that benefit people who are struggling in the United States, most of them children and seniors. And we continue to fight against that tide.
So looking at all of this, what's the takeaway that people need to get? What should people understand from the situation in terms of food banks?
They should understand that food banks were never meant to be there to be a community's first source of food. And for many people, we've become that. And we're going to become more of that as our country diminishes its nutrition safety net. What they really need to do is call their Congress members and their senators and say that these cuts are unacceptable. We have many more cuts looming in the very near future. And food banks won't be able to make up that difference. It's impossible, and it's not what we were meant to do. So we really just need to make our voices heard and make them strong that in Congress that this is unacceptable.
So, Kaisha, in terms of donations, what is best for you during the holiday season, money or food?
Both are wonderful, but money, we are able to stretch a donor's dollars much farther than they are able to stretch at their local grocery store. So for every dollar in donations, we can buy $4 worth of food. And we're able to buy fresh food. We're able to buy shelf-stable food, but we're able to buy way more than the average consumer can. But on the same point, we want people to give food if that's how they would like to give. In that way, we're able to get a nice, diverse selection of food that reflects our very diverse community and their tastes. So we appreciate that as well. And we also want people to volunteer their time. That's very valuable to the food bank as we move millions and millions of pounds of fresh produce out the door each year. It's not possible without all of the volunteer effort